Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. I'm not the star of the program. The star is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, and welcome to the show. We have another jam-packed sports celebration for you folks out there.
Jam-packed. I love that word, jam-packed.
It's still jam-packed.
Yes, it is. It's good.
Well, we're in the baseball season now.
Yes,
We're wrapping up baseball, and basketball is threatening. I don't know about that yet. I'll have to talk about that later. But baseball is going to be over with, and I know that come November, come Thanksgiving, I'll be making jokes like, you know, only 216 days till pitchers and catchers.
That's right. That's right. It's a good time of year, though, Fred. This is a fun time of year because you have the playoffs coming your way, right, in baseball.
Yep.
You got football season is starting to ramp up a little bit. You got basketball starting out. You got hockey going to be starting out. You got all the sports kind of going at one time. This is kind of my favorite part of the sports year. Everything is happening right now. College football's going. My gosh. I think they've even got, NASCAR is going. If you're in the NASCAR, as you name it, it's happening. Bull riding is that big.
If you're a sports fan, you can't possibly be bored.
That's true.
There's got to be something out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to bring it to you, all the ludicrous elements of the sports.
Yes.
Out there. So jump aboard. Here we are. And we hope you guys have a great week with us.
Yeah, how has your week been going? I haven't heard a lot from you. You were you went down to San Diego for a while. You were traveling around a little bit. Everything happening? You taking a little vacation time, or what's the deal?
Well, you know what? I did. I finally, a friend of mine, I won't say who it is because I don't want to reveal personal elements.
Okay.
Who I came into the league with, there's two of them. And one of them had a operation, a valve replacement operation, and he's just been under the weather for such a long time.
So you went to see him?
I went down to see him, and we had such a great time.
That's good stuff today.
Just great.
We're going to hear more about that on the show today, too. I want to remind you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, that's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer odor control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Now that you can get your favorite Chili's 3 for 10 meals delivered, anywhere can be your own personal Chili's. So?
Hi, welcome to my house.
Welcome to the meat lovers section of my in-laws vegan barbecue. Burgers, finally.
Welcome to my therapist's office, where it's okay to eat your feelings and quesadillas.
Welcome to Chili's Delivery. Order online at chilis.com/delivery and get all your favorite 3 for 10 meals, like Cajun chicken pasta, delivered right to you wherever you are. At participating restaurants only. 3 for 10 not available via third-party platforms. Delivery fees apply.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Welcome back. We are here in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the, we call him the Sultan. Sultan of Safeties. That holiday is coming up here this month of October, in which our buddy here, Fred Dreyer, scored two safeties in the same football game, in the same quarter, against two different quarterbacks. It's the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, everywhere else that you see him. Lands in. He was Crisis, Agent X. Everything is there. This is the one and only Fred Dreyer.
And thank you, folks, for tuning in. We always appreciate it. You know, we're here once a week, and this is our time with you. We really greatly appreciate you guys being loyal and hanging in there with us.
CRN Talk Radio. We're on Sports Byline. We're on Sirius XM Channel 211 at this time. Thank you for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Yep, you bet. And Halloween's coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And I must tell you, it's my favorite time of the year as a kid was Halloween.
It was?
Yeah, the month of October that used to be, and it's not, and the weather has changed, the climate has changed, you know, 60 some odd years ago. But we used to, my mom used to say, okay, put on a jacket before you go out, and you would hear the leaves blow over the driveway, and you'd stick your head out the door and go, wow, the weather suddenly change, just like in about the last half 15-20 minutes.
Yep.
We're now in fall, and so we put a jacket on, we go out and play, and then we come back in, have dinner, and get on with our whatever we were doing. You know?
Let me ask you, because over the years, and you and I have known each other here, what are your big favorite candies? I know is the Kit Kat bar. It doesn't seem like the big tough Fred Dreyer would like a Kit Kat bar, but you seem to like these bars as a kid. What was your favorite score on Halloween for a candy? What would be the thing you'd go nuts over?
Bonomo's Turkish Taffy.
What?
Bonomo.
Bonomo.
Is the company that made Turkish Taffy.
B-O-N-O-M-O, Bonomo?
I think
B-O-N-A,
so. I think they still make it. Bonomo. Google it.
Bonomo Turkish Taffy.
Turkish Taffy.
And it
came
down
in vanilla, strawberry, chocolate. It did. What are you laughing about?
Do you know the flavors of it?
Well, of course. I mean, I remember more about my childhood than I did what happened the last week over here on Ventura Boulevard.
That's the way we all are as we get older.
Gee whiz.
Let me just say that Bonomo's.
Bonomo. Bonomo.
Bonomo.
B-O-N-O-M-O.
B-O-N-O-M-O.
Oh, God. Let me come over there and help you.
Let's look for that, everybody. We can't. I'm going to get him angry now. Yeah. See? I like to organize some here.
Yeah, but whatever you do, don't send me any.
Really?
Oh, man. Those sayings. You
really?
Know,
bad?
Yeah, yeah. I would save it. I would put it in my jacket.
Yeah.
And then my mom would say, okay, get up, get over there and take a shower, take a bath, and make it snappy. So I would... You know, I would take and fill the bathtub up with water, and then take out my Bonomo,
uh-huh.
And I would while it was in the package,
yeah,
I would put it in the hot water.
Why?
To loosen it up, soften it up, gotcha. So I could chew the damn stuff.
That's good. So you would take a bath with the
yeah.
Yeah, the hot water in there to get it just to kind of get soft, right?
Yeah, and then I would tear the top off and I would push up what I could. Yeah, this is perfect. And I would start chewing down on that thing and the door would blow open. My mom, I'd say, God, Mom, you could just knock.
Yeah.
And she says, what are you doing? I said, it's Bonomo's.
I take it you're supposed to eat candy while you're taking a bath. Bonomo's Turkish.
Well, soaking it in the water first was, I think, was what she railed against.
Let me just say, I think a Kit Kat bar is a much better choice for you. And now here's our problem, because management here will probably, even on their austere budget for this show, they will probably buy some sacks of candies, and they'll put them out there in the front, and again, a trick-or-treat thing,
yeah.
And you're going to come waltzing in here in one day, and people are going to look in there afterwards and go, what happened to the Kit Kat bars? They'll all be gone.
Well, that's because, you know, you're not putting them out for me. You're putting them out for everyone, and everyone's going to look at those things because they're so simple to eat. You just tear the top off, and there they are.
They disappear when you do the show. So the day that you come in, they're
gone.
Yeah,
and believe me, this year I'm going to – if we can't find dark chocolate, forget it. I'm not eating the milk chocolate.
Really?
Bars. Yes.
Well, you're getting real picky now because
of course.
It's hard to find the dark chocolate Kit Kat bars.
I know. I'm 73. I deserve to have dark chocolate Kit Kat.
I've looked for them as just because I'm your buddy, and I will look for them at the big box stores. Everything is milk chocolate. Everything. They're milk chocolate everywhere. You know, and they do have different flavors of those Kit Kats. I'll have to look online, but then you're going to pay, as my old man used to say, through the nose. I stay out of that place. You pay through the nose for that stuff.
Well, I told you my terrible fear was I sent Sherry's Berries to my two girls.
Yeah, they love them.
And I forgot that they want the milk chocolate.
Oh, no. You
and
sent them
I
dark?
I sent them the dark because I like dark.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could teach them that dark is better for you.
I'd never do that. I would say, look, that's your taste. Hey, let me tell you something. My daughter told me they went through those things like Grant went through Richmond. They wasted no time. They took no prisoners. They took no prisoners.
That was it?
And they slugged down 12 of these things, the size of baseballs, these things.
They're big. The Sherry's
Berries.
Have you
seen
Sherry's
Berries?
They're huge. They're big.
It's a great company, and it's they do a great job. I say it's a great company because everything they told me they would do, they've done over the last 5-8 years.
But you said you ordered them. Don't you have assistants on our CRN staff that handle that for you in the Fred Dreyer lounge?
Yes, but I'm the one that picks it out, and I'm the one that digs into his pocket, and I'm the one who has to be on call if those things don't hit the doorstep.
Oh, you get complaints if they don't?
You tell Emma, you know, she's 12. She knows what's going on, and she says, Poppy, when are the Sherry's Berries coming? I said, they'll be there Friday around 4 o'clock. That's what they told me. She says, do you promise?
I went, tough.
I said, yes. I stepped out and I said, yes. Well, at 6:30, they show up. But those 2.5 hours, they put me through the ringer.
Calling all the time.
Are
Here's
you
the thing.
Sure?
You should back off a little and say, I think they'll be there sometime this weekend.
Well, I've gone through the whole thing. I've gone through the whole scenario. What are we going to do here? We're going to tell the girls, you know, and Ellie is the quiet one, and she just says, everything that Emma says, she says, yes, me too. Me too, puppy.
Me too,
puppy.
These are the part of Fred Dreyer's team. These are his grandkids.
This is the wonderful kids. This is when we get into basketball season. I know my daughter's going to take another video of Emma sinking three-pointers from the half-point line.
Come on, really?
No, I'm not kidding you.
This is great. I want to see those.
She's a savant. She dribbles down, and she's bossing people around like she does. She bosses everybody around, and then she looks up into the stands, picks somebody, you know, her mother or her father or somebody, and then heaves it, and it goes in. It goes
she
in every
looks
time.
At him when she heaves the ball. That's it.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And then she backpedals and gets back on defense. You know, she knows
this could be Harlem Globetrotter material. That's the kind of stuff that they do, right?
Yeah, midget Globetrotter basketball.
Midget. Organized and
no, she's great though. My granddaughters are great. They love sports and stuff. Ellie, the youngest one, just kind of stands around for a little while, and then she gets in gear, and then she's fine.
More hard-hitting commentary in the world of sports coming up here with yours truly, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you all with us here today on the old Sports Lounge. And we got a lot of stories to talk about here today. We'll talk a little bit, if we can, about this Vontae Burfict, this guy, the Oakland Raiders linebacker.
Vontae.
I think the Z is kind of a little bit silent there.
Oh, it's French.
Yeah. No, not French. Was ejected after hitting the Indianapolis Colts receiver Jack Doyle's head. And apparently Vontae was racked up over $4 million in fines for improper contact.
Stop right there just for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
This guy's complaining that he's been suspended for the year.
Yeah.
When it's clear he cannot be trusted to follow the rules. And he's endangering people by being on the field. That's why they got rid of him. Okay? Now, $4 million in fines.
That's a lot of money.
$4
million? Gee.
You know how much money... You know how much money you don't have to have to be wowed by that? I mean, that's unbelievable. $4 million in penalties.
Fines.
He should be expelled, that guy.
The Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr was lamenting the whole thing. Full season suspension of Vontae Burfict after he put that nasty hit on the Colts receiver Carr. And he said Wednesday that Burfict was one of the most misunderstood people in the NFL and that the suspension was unfair.
Exactly.
According to ESPN, he says, I don't think he was trying to hurt that man. The man was going down.
Right.
That's what Carr was saying of Burfict's hit on the Colts tight end, Jack Doyle. You see it all the time. There are flags flying everywhere. You see other people choking people out. They're going to play this Sunday. We see other people hitting people in the helmet, and they're going to play this Sunday. And Vontae Burfict won't play the rest of the year. I think that's a little excessive. If you ask me, I don't think it's fair. If we really got to know the guy, the people making the decision really knew the guy that we know inside our building. He's a great person. His heart is broken because he's not playing football. The guy just wants to play football. We don't get a lot of time to play this game in our lives.
Well, first of all, here's the holes that are in that statement.
Okay.
Number one, we don't care if he's a nice guy and pets cats and has dogs and pets. We don't care about that.
That's right.
It's behavior that he's being judged by. He's got bad behavior.
Right.
You don't play the game in the locker room, and we don't care if he's a great guy. He might be. Who cares? I'll take a guy's word for it. Okay, he's a nice guy. But when he gets on the field, he cannot be trusted to engage with his fellow players. This guy has now been charged $4 million. $4 million. Should we wait maybe make it $5 million when he kills somebody or hits somebody so hard that they're delirious for the rest of their life?
No, we shouldn't wait for that.
Well,
apparently he's done this before, so that's why
this
is mounted up. He kind of hits and makes some rough hits, and the game has changed, and they're trying to, with all these new helmets and everything and all that stuff.
This guy has a bad brain. This guy cannot. I heard him say. I think it was him. He says, they're asking me to tackle a different way. I can't do that. Well, then fine. You know what? Here's what's going to happen.
Sit out the season.
You're fired. That's what you do with that.
Yeah.
That's not good for the team. And this is the guy, this is his car, the quarterback for the Raiders. I know what he's doing. It's blatantly clear that he's sticking up for his pal, his teammate. That's wonderful. He's doing what he can do. But the reality is, I would like to hear Carr say he's a great guy, and he's got to be able to change his approach when he's on the field, because this, we can't tolerate this. $4 million in penalties is
tough.
Ridiculous.
Vontaze Burfict apparently has a history of brutal helmet-to-helmet hits, and he's had multiple suspensions and fines, and his agent told ESPN that his client was going to appeal the suspension. And the NFL Vice President of Football Operations, John Runyon, wrote in a letter to Burfict about his violent behavior on the field and why he was being suspended for the rest of the season. He says there were no mitigating circumstances on this play, he wrote in the letter. He said, your contact was unnecessary, flagrant, and should have been avoided for your actions. You were penalized and disqualified from the game following each of your previous rule violations. You were warned by me and each of the jointly appointed appeal officers that future violations would result in escalated accountability measures. However, you have continued to flagrantly abuse rules designed to protect yourself and your opponents from unnecessary risk. Your extensive history of rules violation is factored into this decision regarding accountability measures.
Well, so, I don't know what else you have to do to make your case.
Now, apparently, when you go to football games, by the way, you might get hit up. Beer has gone up. I didn't realize the cost of beer. Some vendor was charging a guy $724 for two beers.
Well, good beer is worth a good price.
Guess so. By the way, Costco, you know, has their Yuletide Advent calendar this year where you open each little door, only it's a different beer that you get. I think it costs like $59, and every time you open a little door, there's a beer for you to try from Germany. So that might be something, but it's only $59 for 24 beers leading up to Christmas, 24 days leading up to it. Here's this Miami. You know, there's a vendor at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium arrested just this last Sunday after charging a fan $724 for two beers during the Dolphins-Chargers game. Nathaniel Collier is the vendor. He's got two felony charges for the scam. And according to court records, according to the Miami Herald newspaper, police reported this vendor took a customer's credit card to charge the person for two beers, which is about $20 at the stadium. But Collier used a personal card reader and charged $724. And the beer crime fell flat when the customer received an alert from his bank that included not only the excessive charge, but also Collier's name. They arrested the vendor right there at the stadium in Miami.
Good work, man.
That's a Rick Hunter telling you that. Good work.
You didn't need a pet detective to find him either.
Works for me, Hunter.
Hey,
that's good.
Put that gun down or I'll shoot you.
That's a job for you. Maybe patrolling the stands at football games for some of these robbery thief vendors. What do you think, Hunter on the scene?
Yeah, I'll need a bullhorn.
Beer Hunter. I'll be your sidekick. Stephanie looks a lot better, but I'll just be and go, yes, Mr. Hunter. No, Mr. Hunter.
Well, I got to tell you.
Will that work?
You never can tell how I'm going to come back.
you never know. So maybe I just gave you a plot for a new movie, The Return of Hunter. This would be good.
Hunter.
This would be good, The Beer Hunter. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge coming to you on the Sports Byline, CRN Radio, and on SiriusXM Channel 211. We'll be back. Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, doing some emails for you here, keeping things going for you. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer D-R-Y-E-R at CRN, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. All right, we've got a note here from Randy Hilfinger. He says, what was the best chance of winning the American? Who has the best chance of winning the American and National Leagues? Who do you think is going to be in the World Series?
I think it's going to be the Dodgers and the Astros and or Yankees.
Did you hear about that guy, by the way, that was put that Mattress Mac, a Houston furniture salesman?
How about that
guy? Some millions of dollars.
Wow.
He has bet at a Mississippi sports book. Jim Mattress Mac McInvale, owner of Gallery Furniture in Houston, he's bet $3.5 million on the Astros to win the World Series.
Well, you know something?
Good luck.
That's a other than the amount of money,
crazy.
That's a good bet.
All right, we'll see. Todd wants to know, will the Twins finally end their pitiful historical playoff performance against the Yankees and beat them? The Twins are 2-13 against the Yankees in postseason.
I don't think so.
George says, with all this anti-American stuff going on in the NFL, where and how does it end, and what really has to be done?
Here's the deal. You have to have a discipline. You have to have standards. If you're an owner, a coach, if you're players, you have to have loyalty, which, you know, fans are loyal. But you got to be able to be realistic live and tell the truth and not tolerate anything short of that. And that's what these players and what this league has to have.
Robert says, hey, Fred, what do you see going to the Super Bowl next year? Who do you see? And, we're only in the season a little while here. Who do you see?
Oh, I'm going with New England until they show me that they can't do it, and or Kansas City, those two teams out of the AFC. And the NFC, I don't know, Philly? Might be good. The Rams are going to be in there. I don't think the Rams are going back this year.
All right. You have it from Fred Dreyer. Email Fred your thoughts. You can get an email to him, freddreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
The football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Tired of wearing the same 5 shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what works for you and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. It starts with a simple profile you create in just minutes. Explore different styles and leave notes for your stylist about what you like. For a small $20 styling fee, your clothes are hand-selected for you based on your profile and then delivered to you so you can try them on in the comfort of your own home. Pay only for what you keep and send everything else back. Plus, the styling fee is applied to what you keep and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged, and everything is hand-selected to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. stitchfix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts Yard.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, and just kind of telling some stories here and go through some news. Here's an item that probably didn't get a lot of play on a lot of sportscasts around the country this week, and that's the longtime Cardinals owner, Bill Bidwell, passed away surrounded by his family. He was 88 years old. They're saying we are overwhelmed by the support our family has received, not only now, but throughout the latest chapter of his life. Bidwell's son is the Cardinals president right now, Michael Bidwell. He said all that in a release. He said, we're especially grateful to the nurses, doctors, and other caregivers whose endless kindness and compassion in recent years have made our dad's life so meaningful. Above all else, we'll remember the man as a man devoted to the three central pillars of his life, his immense faith, his love for his family, and his lifelong passion for the Cardinals and the sport of football. You knew this guy when you played, didn't you, Fred Dreyer?
I didn't. I knew who he was.
Yeah.
And we bumped into each other. But it's the only Billy Bidwell story that I have that makes any sense is we were playing in St. Louis Giants when I was with the Giants in 70. And I came out of the locker room during the kicking, punting and kicking time, an hour before the game. And as I came out, I saw MacArthur Lane, a great running back. And he was standing over there in the end zone, you know, kind of standing around there talking to somebody. So I kind of like walked over and said, hey, what's going on? And I said, you know, I just read in the paper that you're renegotiating your contract. What do you think that looks like? Because, you know, the whole joke was, he says, well, you know, these people are really cheap around here. You know, they got the money. You know, the league is rich, he says, you know, which it's very prolific. You have to understand, juxtaposition to what's going on in the league today, where everybody is making millions of dollars. That's because there's a guarantee now for owners that everyone's a billionaire, multi-billionaire. And in these days, in 69, 70, 71 through 81, 91, the whole idea for an owner was to tell players we're broke. And no, we're not going to show you our books. So there's always an acrimonious air about players renegotiating or trying to get more money some way somehow, and MacArthur is a running back, and he's a great running back, and he was there, and it was a very noisy negotiation through the press. They were both negotiating through the press, and so as I'm talking to him, he says, "Yeah, these people got more money. You know what to do with." And he went on and on and on. And Bidwell comes out of the locker room, and he comes walking over, and you know, he's a short, fat guy, and he had just a white short sleeve shirt on, and he comes walking over, and he passes both of MacArthur and myself,
right,
and right as he got right close to us. Billy Bidwell just said, MacArthur, how are you? And he nodded to me. And MacArthur looks at him and then points to his stomach and says to me, that's where he keeps all of his money, you know.
Come on.
No.
That's the true story. What kind of a story is that? So his cash was in his stomach there.
I looked at his stomach. That's a pretty big stomach. He says, yeah, he's got all of his money. Now, the tag to the story is next week he was released.
That's a good one. Now that makes sense.
Actually, he was traded to Green Bay.
Right.
And 2 years later, two or three years later after that, he was the fullback for the Packers in the Coliseum when I became Sultan.
When you had the two safeties in one game in the same quarter, correct?
Yeah, MacArthur was in the Packer backfield.
And that date coming up is October, when is it?
October 21st.
So it's coming up
1973
against Green Bay.
Yep.
That's a tough one.
Yep.
Jim Delgazzo was he?
He was one of the quarterbacks. Yeah. He was not the starter. Scott Hunter.
That's right.
Who was at Alabama, I think, had a pretty good college career. But he was in the league for a while. And then Jim Delgazzo, a left-handed kid, came in and tried to revive the team because we beat him 24-7 or something like that.
Caught him in the end zone again, huh?
Yeah, but so those are the two guys that went down in pay dirt.
One hell of a defense you guys had then time, huh?
Yeah. All through the 70s we had a good defense.
That's something else.
But MacArthur Lane and Billy Bidwell, to me, will always be tied together at the stomach.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you right here from CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email time here. You can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's freddreyer@crntalk.com. Don't forget to hear the show. We're on sports byline stations all across the country, also on the crntalk.com website and CRN Talk Radio Network. And we're also on Sirius XM Channel 211. And you can download us on your smartphone. Take us with you wherever you go. Just dial #250. It's a phone call on your smartphone. Pound and then 250. Hit send. When the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keyword? You say CRN Talk, as in Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk. And they'll say, you want CRN Talk? You say yes. They'll ask if they can send you a text message. They'll send you a text. You press the link, and it'll put our app right on your phone. You'll hear us any time of the day you want to listen to the show.
That should be very easy to do for people.
Do you have it on your phone?
No.
Okay. We'll work it out for you, so you got it. Let's go to some emails here. So we talked about Hunter, and here's Butch has got an idea for you here, and I kind of like this one, a new Hunter episode. He says, my idea for you, Fred Dreyer, LAPD Police Commissioner Hunter to guest star on Blue Bloods for a few episodes. How about that?
Well, listen to this. Not only is that a good idea.
It's great.
It's one that's had its time in the sun and somehow never made it to the well. When Don Johnson was doing his show in Florida,
yep,
Miami Vice, and we were doing Hunter in L.A., I went to Brandon Tartikoff at NBC and I said, here's the deal. Have me, Hunter, have to go to Florida on some sort of a job and let me be there for a two-hour special for two straight episodes where I work with Don Johnson. So you take the two hit shows.
Yeah.
They were both hit shows.
That's great.
You take the two shows.
Genius.
And you bring them together.
Got it.
And you do something that is, you know what? They just stared at me. Yeah. They just stared at
it. It's a great idea.
No,
even now it sounds even better.
No, Butch's got the idea. I mean, anybody, you know, with any reckoning can say, hey, you know, you should put Hunter. They're both on the same network, but Hunter back there on, it's the same thing right here. You know,
this is good.
Blue Bloods, why not?
This is a great thing. And you met with those people. You should throw that idea at them. That's a good, they do a lot of guest star stuff on those shows. Those producers there, the showrunners,
yes, they do.
They are smart. They have bringing a lot of great stars onto the shows. John says, "What was it like working with the late Jack Starrett? Is that
Jack Starrett?
Starrett in the Hunter TV series?
No, he was hilarious.
He was good.
Yeah, he was really good." And we were shooting a show up near Elysian Park, near the LAPD training grounds.
Yeah,
and we were using that location in the show, and Jack would said, you know, you can really see a lot from up here, you know. And I said, this is a good vantage point. You can look into the valley. You can look into San Gabriel Mountains. You can look. And before I know it, he was climbing a tree. He climbed a tree. He was up like 30 feet up this tree. And next thing you know, here comes a cop car. He said, hey, what are you doing? I said, he's on our show. He goes, I don't care if he's on the show or not. Get his ass out of that tree. So we had to get him out of the tree, and he didn't like it very much.
He wanted to sit up in the tree.
Well, he wanted to get up and see it and see L.A. and
the view and everything.
Yeah, he was a real interesting guy. I really like Jack, and anybody that comes on and on the Hunter show and says to you, I watch your show all the time, and I'm really glad you had me on. That means something to
me. Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Okay, so Thomas writes to you here at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. What's your favorite area in Los Angeles to visit?
The L.A. police range. Up in that tree.
Up in the tree.
Up in the tree. You can see everything up there.
Danette is writing, have you ever met Jim Plunkett, my all-time favorite quarterback in the world?
Yeah, I don't know how many times. I got tired of hitting Jim Plunkett.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I told him, I say, Jim, look.
Get out of my way.
When I get near you, just lay down on the ground, will you?
That's, Jason wants to know, what is with today's football players and their money?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
They got a lot of money. And I know, what's his name? What's the guy's name from the wide receiver that had all these problems? Brown, Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
he decided he didn't need $30 million, so he just did everything he possibly could
to get himself away from
fired,
the money. That's it. Richard said, "What was the best offensive tackle you played against during your era?"
Ah, we had some good ones. I thought Art Shell, who's a Hall of Famer, was very good, excellent actually. There was some others people, and there was a guy in Cleveland. Doug Deacon was a good, solid player. You know, people who had real good balance, big guys who had good balance, good feet, had good fundamental techniques and stuff. You know, my game, what I try to do is run up the field to their outside shoulder, which would be their left shoulder,
right?
To run them and try to turn them. If I could turn them, then I could duck underneath them, or I could go, I could continue around them. But the ones that kept their discipline and their techniques and fundamentals were the good ones.
Hey, if you want to email Fred Dreyer, do so. We read him on the air. He'll answer him just like this. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred Dreyer at CRN, Competition Radio Network. crntalk.com. This is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. He's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. Be right back.
Remember in the beginning? When you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Fred, one more of these great emails here to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Pamela says, "Hi, Mr. Dreyer. I'd like to see a Dodgers versus Twins World Series like in 1965.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the Twins set a record with juice balls for the most team home runs, 307 to 306 over the Yankees, sadly, for quite some time, the Twins have trouble getting past the Yankees. Do you have a prediction who the AL champion will be? Thank you, and your Sports Lounge is the best, and you and Mr. Horn always make my day special when I hear the show."
Well, thank you for your inquiry. I remember the 65 World Series. The Dodgers were down 2-0 and then came back and beat them in 7 games.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Twins will make it. I think the Yankees will probably persevere, or the Astros. We'll see what happens. I think this should be a real good playoff series.
Should be good. Should be interesting stuff to watch. By the way, we're mentioning here the Patriots kicker, Stefan Gostkowski. He is injured and out. And for our audience here, just so you know, he's been with the Patriots since 06, and he's missed, the 4 attempts here, field goal attempts, extra point attempts, and the Patriots are still 4-0. They got depth on that Patriots team. I see them back in the Super Bowl.
Do you know how good that franchise is from the top down? You've got a great coach and great coaching staff. You got coaches there who are reluctant to leave there, even in the face of getting advancements, you know, as coaches in other on other teams. This is just a terrific organization, and this is going to be interesting to see how they come out this year.
You see the Rams going back into the Super Bowl at all?
I don't. I don't know. I just don't think they have it this year.
All right, we'll find out as the season goes on. We're still early in. Anything can change. If you want to talk to Fred, don't forget to follow him on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Put him on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can always email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that's freddreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Well, it's been a great, great time with all of you. We look forward to next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.